SARS has hit Hong Kong especially hard. According to the government, more than 1,000 people have been infected and at least 138 have died. Healthcare workers have been the hardest hit. Doctors and nurses were inadvertently exposed to the SARS virus as they began treating people with this unusual pneumonia. Dr. Wan Song is a cardiac surgeon at the Prince of Wales Hospital in Hong Kong. He says initially he came down with flu-like symptoms.
I start to give some IV antibiotic right away, but the situation became worse next day, and I felt quite uncomfortable and start to feel some shortness of breath and really fatigue and with some whole body muscle pain. Then I decided to take an X-ray of the chest, and basically it shows typical sign of pneumonia, some shadows on the right lung. And after I show my check X-ray to the chief, and he decided that I should be admitted to the hospital.
Did you know about SARS before you were infected?
Not at that moment. I thought it's only a simple pneumonia. I was informed at that time. There are quite a lot of doctors and nurses had similar symptoms, and they are starting to worry about SARS. So next day, the hospital decided, all the colleagues basically from same hospital with the same similar symptoms should be moved to an isolated observation ward. And during the night there, my temperature goes up and start to feel more shortness of breath, so need nasal oxygen supply. And the third day, my situation became even worse, and I was admitted to ICU.
How many other hospital staff were infected?
At that time, I think about 30 to 35, but now, in total, it's around 50 to even 60, and more nurses than doctors.
What kind of medical treatment did you receive?
At the very beginning, only antibiotics. But then, after I was admitted to ICU, they realized antibiotics is basically useless. So they start to thinking some other drugs. And you know there is a drug called ribavirin?
No, I don't know that drug.
Okay, that drug basically is quite controversial in the United States because I just heard from the news, American scientists believe that drug is not really useful to SARS. But at this end, I mean in Hong Kong, the doctor tried to use this drug to treat SARS. And probably I was one of the first to receive this drug.
Are you still in isolation? Are you still quarantined?
I was discharged 3 weeks ago. Now I'm at home with my wife, and my wife never get infected. Actually, first few days, she spent all the time with me at home. And surprisingly, I wasn't transfer any virus to her.
Many people are not so lucky. Do you have any sense of why some people recover and some don't?
Yes. I can only find one explanation. They went to the hospital too late. Not like me, because I'm a doctor, and I took the X-ray, I measured the temperature myself, and when I noticed the sign of pneumonia, I was already admitted. And those people probably initially they ignored fever, ignored those minor symptom, and probably the lung damage was already too late to be saved.
How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm feeling much better now. I can walk and even go to the park and even do some simple exercise. And my appetite is very good. And I'm looking forward maybe in 2-3 weeks I can go back to my normal work.
What's your view of how the outbreak is being handled in Hong Kong and China?
In Hong Kong, initially, I think all the medical people, even the leadership of the medical care organizations, they were not aware of this serious infectious disease. When the outbreak starts, the reaction was quite rapid, and I can tell from my personal experience the medical team in the Prince of Wales Hospital, they are really the heroes. They took the risk of infection to themselves, and I admire their dedication. And indeed, a few of them finally got infected. And initially, they didn't know what's the best way to treat this disease, but they tried to find the best way. And nowadays, I think the management of this particular disease in Hong Kong is actually quite effective and routinely applied in different hospitals.
Dr. Wan Song is a cardiac surgeon at Prince of Wales Hospital in Hong Kong.